Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I want to talk to you about being discerning and not deceived. We just had a situation that came up, and Brother James said, you know, that would be a really good teaching. And so we kind of discussed it, and I'm just kind of impromptu pulling up my audio and doing it. Just want to share it with you. Brother James is making an audio. We're out on the streets here. He's actually right by the sidewalk doing his. I'm sitting in the van with the door open, and we're just going along in this life, sharing the truth. So anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is we went to a park, and Brother James was working on his teaching. I had just finished up an audio, and I was working on it, and a man came over. Well, first of all, a woman pulled up in her vehicle, and she looked like there might be some issues going on or something or whatever. We said hello to her, and she said hello, and she was kind of hanging clothes out on the side of her vehicle. She parked right next to us, and we were sitting under a pavilion. Well, this man comes walking up, says something to her, and then he said something to Brother James about Jesus, and I heard her in the background say amen, because they were kind of behind me. Well, anyway, he came up and he sat on one of the picnic tables there and started talking to Brother James about the Lord. Well, in that time, three younger women walked up, and they were sitting at the picnic table, and they were eating their lunch, and a couple of them kept looking over at this man. And as he was talking, and then Brother James, and then back to the man and stuff, so they were kind of listening and then talking amongst themselves. And so right about, so here's Brother James and this man having a spiritual conversation, and these young women watching and listening a little bit. And then just as they were about ready to go, I got up and gave them each a gospel card, and they were kind of surprised, and they thanked me, and we said to have a good day, and they left. And that woman that pulled up right next to us, I walked over there, and while the men were talking, and I said, I heard you say amen back here. I wanted you to have a gospel card. So I gave her one. She said, thank you, stuck it in her pocket and finished what she was doing. Well, I went back and sat down at the table while the men were discussing, and that woman in the truck came over, and it looked like she brought a Bible. Well, earlier to this, I didn't say to you, she was smoking cigarettes, and she had just gotten back from the gas station with a great big, they call them a silo. It wasn't beer, but it was like a big silo can of an energy drink. Those things are pretty expensive. I just happened to notice it because she walked away and then she came back. And Brother James and I learned to discern people while we're out on the streets here. You know, we don't judge them, but we discern the situation. We discern the possibilities and what could happen. So in this audio, what I'm going to teach you here is how to discern and look for opportunities to witness. And you see, I just did that. I watched those young women. They were kind of paying attention here and there. And because they were doing that, they were kind of listening. I thought that was kind of a door opener that I could approach them. It was a public place. But I don't usually like walk up to people while they're eating their lunch and stuff. You know, sometimes maybe it depends, you know, if they might have said something to us. And so that one went well, to be able to discern the situation. It was a good opportunity to give gospel cards. Discern the situation with that other woman there, hearing her say amen and going back and using it as a door opener. So those are good discerning there. But also on the other side, discerning the situation with that woman, we suspected that she may be a beggar or somebody asking for money. I'm trying to be polite. And it turns out, after the spiritual conversation was done with the men, and we were packing up our stuff, she mentioned she said, so do you help people with money for like gas and stuff? And so Brother James said, well, you know, just like Jesus and the disciples, they didn't give away money. They gave away the truth of God's word, which she sat there for like the 10 or 20 minutes or whatever it was that they were talking about it, and she looked like she was listening. And Brother James said, are you hungry? Because we help people with food, or if you need a blanket or something, you know, like a specific need, we help people. Or we also give them the word of God, which you already got. And he said, so are you hungry? And she said, oh, no, I just went to the food pantry. But a woman, I lost my house, and I was in a hotel. Now I'm in my vehicle. And she said, a woman gave me $50, and I just have no money. Now, keep in mind, we saw she's smoking, and she just bought a great big energy drink. Those things are rather pricey. Now, if she's somebody who's really, really hurting for money and really serious about maybe wanting to get off the streets and stuff, you don't spend your money on stuff like that. And we also see out here on the streets the effects of drugs. And I don't judge people whether they are doing it, but we do see a lot of people with the potential symptoms of drugs. Dark under eyes, a lot of rotted teeth, a lot of scabs, picking, shaking, and oftentimes we see all those at the same time. And so what we want to do is teach the brethren, and Brother James has taught on this too, that we have a love and a compassion for people. Love our neighbor, and that was said during the conversation there. We love our neighbor, and we would love to help you. If you need some food, if you need a little bit of something, we're happy to help you. But we mainly loved her by giving her the Word of God. I gave her the gospel card. She can go to the website. Brother James preached the whole gospel, shared much about man-made religion, the deception of Satan. Him and that man had a relatively good conversation about it. So there was much said there that this woman could overhear. But one other thing Brother James did say is we do, at times, at certain situations, we may put some gas in somebody's gas tank if they can get to the gas station, if there's one nearby. And we've done that with a few situations, you know, so people can get somewhere, obviously, you know, so they can drive. There's nothing wrong with that. So, kind of, this is a twofold discerning, just sharing an experience with you on what we went through. We discerned opportunities to witness and share the gospel. We also discern opportunities to help people, but yet not be taken advantage of or using the Lord's resources that He gave us in vain, because we don't want to give money to somebody who may be wasting it, lest we be a partaker of their sins to give them money in order to potentially buy addictive substances that they ought not to be using, which is not going to further them to get them closer to the kingdom of God. And the Bible talks about how we're supposed to be thankful for food and raiment. That would be food and clothing. It says nothing about a house. It says nothing about a vehicle. It says nothing about energy drinks. It says nothing about any of that other. We're to be thankful and content with food and raiment. Now, this woman has much more than that. She's got a vehicle that runs with gas in it and a place to sleep. And Brother James and I, we live in a vehicle. This is our house. We're in our vehicle on the streets. And so when the homeless people, or they call themselves homeless, I don't have a home, but yet they're driving around in a vehicle, we say, we live in our vehicle as well. And so it's like a level playing field. You know, you hear about the missionaries who go in the other countries. Well, most of them are unbiblical. I'm just going to use them as an example, though. They go into the other countries, and you get some of them, they live in fancy houses, drive fancy cars, and they just run around and they preach what their church tells them to do. But if you get a true godly born-again saint and they go to a lower income country, they're going to live in a house that's at the level of everybody else, or live in the simple little shelters they do. They're going to be lowly, simple servants, not lifted up, driving around in fancy vehicles, eating out and things like that. So Brother James and I strive to live a very simple, frugal, meager life as a living witness to show other people how simple people can live. And like these people that we meet that claim they're homeless, they're actually getting all their needs met by their food and clothing. Thrift stores out there give away clothing to people who need it. Food pantry. She was just at the food pantry. She has her food and raiment, and she's also blessed with the shelter of a vehicle. So we feel very good that we loved our neighbor, that we gave her the gospel. She was blessed to be able to hear 10, 15, 20 minutes of it, however long it was. I mean, it was a pretty long, good conversation. And also the offer for some food, or if she had any specific needs. Sometimes I will take women on the side and ask them, do you have any special needs that a woman might have, you know, that they don't normally always get help with, if you sisters know what I'm talking about. And I haven't met a woman yet that needs any of that, but I'm willing and happy to help them in that area, but never give cash. And once again, I'm just going to say, discerning or deceived, you don't want to be deceived by what people say or get wrapped up in your flesh and go, wow, I feel so bad for them. They were so nice, whatever the situation is. Even we see them out there with children. But you know what? We live out here on the streets, and tell you from, we see what goes on that other people don't see. You know, because we'll be flying signs on this corner, and there'll be beggars flying signs on the other corner, and then we watch them go get into a vehicle that's like a couple years old, and we drive around in a 25 or 26 year old van. And what I'm saying is there's a lot of scammers out there. I'm not saying every single person we've come across is doing that. I just want to show you examples on how to discern the situations and how to deal with it, because you don't want to be rude. If somebody says, hey, could I have some money? Give them the gospel. Offer to get them some food if you can, if it would work out in that situation. Sometimes people have met us in the parking lot and said, oh, can we have some money? We say, well, if you're hungry, we'll get you some food. And I've taken women in the store and picked out some fruits and vegetables, some sandwich things, and gave them some of that. They get the gospel, and you can't go wrong with food, but don't give them cash. And so anyway, just sharing the situation with you. Praise God for the opportunity for the word to go out. God was glorified, neighbors were loved, and a teaching came from it to help encourage you, sisters. All right, love to you. I'm going to get going now. Have a joyous day. May God be praised.